Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
When it comes to the scientific concept of intelligent design, the evidence is overwhelming, yet people still cling to a materialistic view. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. The Discovery Institute's Director for Science and Culture and noted scholar Stephen Meyer's latest book is called Darwin's Doubt. He explained some strategies on broaching the topic of design with those who disagree and used an amusing anecdote from a nature hike to illustrate his point.
Kind of an interesting trip because there were a bunch of us, people were geologists, geophysicists, people interested in the evolutionary question that were scientists of various kinds, a marine paleo biologist on our trip, and we were all of us sympathetic to intelligent design, all of us pretty skeptical about Darwinism, and our guide was having to give the party line up and down the mountain, and we were working very hard not to engage that conversation because we just wanted to enjoy the fossils and not get in a big argument. And one of the boys on the trip couldn't stand it any longer, and when the guide talked about how the Darwin would feel vindicated by the evidence of the Cambrian, he in his, you know, crackling adolescent voice, he said, "Vindicated by the sudden appearance of multiple major animal body plans in a narrow window of geologic time?" And a big discussion ensued at that point. It turned out that though our guide was giving the party line, in his own he was a PhD graduate student in paleontology. He said he'd had a lot of doubts about the evolutionary theory himself. He was committed to evolutionary science, he said, but he was also very uncomfortable with the idea that life and the universe were the product of a completely purposeless process. And he was curious about our ideas about intelligent design. So we had quite a fascinating and constructive discussion on the way down the mountain, thanks to the boys who were willing to raise issues that we men were trying to just keep quiet.
Which maybe brings up a point here. We got just a couple minutes left. I mean, in terms of us bringing up issues or maybe having some general discussions, I mean, I know you know, you try and be, you're not obnoxious about this. So how do we go about maybe raising the issues or raising some questions? Is there a piece of advice you'd give?
Well, I think the first thing is to become educated on the central issues. We'll start debating the wrong things, but I think this question of the origin of animal life raises a deeper question, which is the origin of information. And I think that is the Achilles heel of all materialistic evolutionary theories. They cannot account for that. And when scientists are pressed on that issue, or evolutionary theorists are pressed on it, they will sometimes stonewall, but many of them will be very honest and say, we don't know the answer to that.